We're starting a series this year in 1 John. So we're going to stay all together and we're going to, first of all, read together our passage for today. So it's 1 John, and this, if you want to follow it on the screen, you can. And if you'd like to follow it in the Bibles around you or in the chair in front of you, it's page 1225. Page 1225. And we're going to read together 1 John 1, verse 1 to 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Do say hello to the person next to you while I just swap mics with Matt and wish them Happy New Year.
Sorry to cut those conversations short. Do come through for dinner afterwards. You're very welcome and keep those conversations going. Now, I just want to draw your attention to the final verse. Now, John, Jesus' closest disciple, if you like, the one that was at the cross as Jesus was dying, he writes this, verse 4, we write this to make our joy complete. The reason he's writing this letter is for him to be full of joy, and for us to be full of joy. And I'm going to pray that as we look at this bit of the Bible today, that would be happening to us. Okay. Father God, thank you that you're a God of joy. And thank you that you extend that joy to your people, to the Apostle John, and to us now. And as we look at your word today, please help us to be more full of joy, because we know you better, and we walk closer with you because of it. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something about God. Now, it's tricky to know what God looks like. If you lived 2,000 years ago, you could have seen Jesus, but here we go. This is an attempt, okay? We're told that God often appears in a cloud. We're told his light. We're told he's the king. So here's a rough attempt. I could have put trumpets, because often when God turns up, there's trumpets. I could have put fire, but I kept it simple, okay? So here we go. This is an interpretation of what God might look like, okay? Just hold that together. Now, let me tell you something about God. God is a God who is full of joy. Now, I don't know what your Christmas has been like. I don't know if it's been sad or happy. But God, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and he will be forever and ever, full of absolute joy. God is a happy God. Did you know that? He's happy. Right now, God is happy. 1,000 years ago, God was happy. 10,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, 1,000,000,000 years ago, God was happy. And do you know what he's going to be like tomorrow? Happy, full of joy. And the reason God is full of joy is because of the relationships that he's in. Now, the Bible tells us there's just one God. Just one God. But the Bible says God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are three people, but just one God. And forever, God has been confusing and complicated. There's just one God, but he's made up of three people. And we're told God the Father absolutely loves his Son. And God the Son absolutely loves his Spirit, and the Spirit loves the Father, and the Father loves the Spirit, and the Spirit loves the Son, and the Spirit loves... You get the point? God is full of joy because of the relationship he's in with himself, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They love each other so much, and they are full of joy because of it. Now, I could have put a big smiley face on here. Just picture that, okay? Now, God is full of joy, and he's in the best relationship ever, a relationship full of love. And do you know what? God wants to extend that relationship to us. He doesn't want to just stay by himself, just full of joy. He wants other people to know that. So, have a look at verse 2. The life appeared. The life appeared 2,000 or so years ago. You could have seen God walking on the earth. That's who Jesus Christ is. God became a man in order to save us. And he went around and he was amazing. People fell in love with him. People were amazed at his joy. People were amazed at his love. And the reason he did that was so that people could be part of the joy that God's got. Now, I need a volunteer, please. Anyone volunteer? Big, small? Cece? Okay, come here, Cece. You can be the Apostle John. Do you understand here? Hand. In England, when you like someone, when you're trying to be friends with them, you shake their hands. Other cultures do it differently. Now, Cece, can you hold this hand? Okay. Oh, don't pull it. It's a delicate visual aid. Okay. So God wanted the friendship that he had in heaven to be extended to people. And he came to earth. And if you like, he made friends with lots of people. So can you hold that and sort of shake it gently, but not too hard? Okay. Now, if you're about 2,000 years ago, have a look at verse 1. Here's the Apostle John speaking. He says, that which was from the beginning, God, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. So God became so knowable that the Apostle John could see him, could hear him, could touch him, could smell him, could walk with him, could get to know him. God didn't want his friendship to stay in heaven. He became known so we could be friends with him. That's what God wanted. His life appeared. Have a look at verse 3. John has got fellowship. He has fellowship with God. See that in verse 3? We proclaim to you that which we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. So here's John and all the apostles and all the people that met Jesus. And they have got the same friendship with Jesus that God the Father's got, that God the Spirit's got. That is big stuff, isn't it? Isn't that big stuff? That the apostles had the same friendship with Jesus that God the Father had. Doesn't that blow you away? That's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. Nothing to do with us, just them at the moment. They have got that close, deep friendship, knowing God fully. Absolutely knowing him and walking with him and having fun with him. Amazing, hey? Now let's have a carry on reading. Verse 3. John's seen him, touched him, smelt him, walked with him. Verse 3, we proclaim to you that which we have seen and heard, so that you can have what? Fellowship with us. And then have the fellowship with God the Father. So if you like, it goes like this now. Can I have another volunteer? Judah Pope and another? Here we go. Some more hands. Now, I'm going to be very careful with this. Now, I'm not going to go and give this hand straight to Judah here, because that's not what John tells us. John tells us we can have friendship with God, just like he has with the Father and the Son and the Spirit, but through what these guys tell us. So, Judah, do you want to come and hold the hand here? Shake it. Don't be grumpy. Shake it properly. Okay. Now, see what's going on here. God wants us to share in his friendship. God wants to share in his joy and his love. And we can do that not just by ourselves over here thinking, I just want to be friends with God and I'm going to make up what he's like. It's not like that. It's going through what these guys have seen and heard and touched. And through them, we can have the same friendship with God that they've got. And they've got the same friendship with God that God's got with himself. Isn't that amazing? That's what John's saying in these short verses here. You want to know God? You want to be friends with God? You want to be close with God? You want to walk with God? You want to have joy that God's got? You can have it. You can have it in abundance, all because of what God did when he showed himself to them. And we can have it because they've not just shown it to us, they've told it to us. So let's get a Bible and trap those two together there. They've told us in the Bible, haven't they? All that they've seen and heard. Are you okay, Cece?
She's fine.
Good. See what's going on here? That wasn't meant to go on. Everyone got this vision in their head? We can give them a round of applause, can't we? Okay. Go on, guys. Grab a seat. Can you see what's on offer? Now, this has got three implications for us in this room here. Now, if you're not a Christian, if you're not someone that knows God, you can know him. And me standing here as a Christian, and other Christians here, it's not fairy tale stuff. This is true stuff. John, who's writing this letter, what does he say? He saw God. He touched God. He heard God. This is stuff you can investigate and look into. I did that a few years ago, and I came away realizing this stuff is true. And if you're not a Christian, don't just think, oh, isn't it nice they believe all this stuff about God. This is stuff that is real and true. And I'd challenge you, just have a look at it. Come and talk to me afterwards. I'd love to give you one of the books that John wrote, John's Gospel. He tells you what he saw, what he heard, and all the things with Jesus. I'd love to give you one of those so you can check it out yourself. But this has got big implications for us now, doesn't it? We can know God like God knows himself. We can have a relationship with God that is so close. Isn't that amazing? Now, that's got implications. Are you enjoying that relationship? Are you walking with God, having that fun and that joy with him? Now, that's why we're going to look at 1 John together, because 1 John is all about that. So part one of application, keep coming back, keep listening to 1 John. But actually, there are some steps that we can start to do now. We can start talking to God and asking him, come on, give me that relationship. We can start reading our Bibles and finding out more about God, knowing him better, and then putting that into practice in day-to-day life. But, third implication, we can't just think, what's God like over here? Do you remember it went through CC? The friendship that we can have with God went through the people that saw God and knew God. I can't make up stuff about God that's not in the Bible. I can't think, I wish God is like this. I wish God was like that if the Bible doesn't say it. I've got to listen to what they said in order to know what God's really like now. See that? So when we're talking to each other, we should be saying to each other, do you know this about God? And here it is in the Bible. Do you know this about God? It's amazing that God is so loving and friendly, and here it is in the Bible. Now that's exciting, isn't it? You can have a very close relationship with God, as close as the Father has with the Son. That's what seems to be implied in verse 3. The apostles have got that fellowship that the Father and the Son have got, and we can have the same fellowship that they've got with God now. And we can have that through reading the Bible, through praying, through coming to church week by week by week and listening to the Bible and finding out and putting it into practice. That's good, isn't it? That is exciting. I know in the year lots of us have been away and people look quite flat now, but there is nothing more exciting that we can do this year, is it? Getting to know God better? I'm going to steal Rob's thunder. Rob was going to tell you about these Bible reading notes. We've got lots of Bible reading notes at the back. I know it's New Year and some of you have got resolutions. This would be a good resolution, wouldn't it? I want to walk closely with God, know God closely. Well, carve out some time this year. Carve out some time to spend with your kids. Carve out some time by yourself. Just 10 minutes a day looking at the Bible. 10 minutes a day just talking to God in prayer, getting to know him. When you're waiting for a bus, just chatting to God about your day. When you're queuing up in Aldi, do you shop in Aldi? I love it that it's cheap. I hate it that they've got long queues. Why don't you redeem that queuing time and stand there rather than looking at the food there and the food there? Just chat to God about things. Chat to him about how amazing he provides for you as you look at the food. Chat to him about your journey home. Chat to him about your day. Chat to him about the person in front of you. Why don't they come to know God? All sorts of ways you could be talking to God wherever you are up there. Why not 2016? Make a resolution. I'm going to read the Bible day by day. Day by day, I'm going to get to know God as I read the Bible. Why not make it a resolution at dinner time at church? I'm going to talk to the people I sit next to and say, what do you make of what we heard from the Bible today? Do you understand it? Do you believe it? And start chatting with each other, helping each other to get to know God better. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Bible reading notes. Here's one at the back called Just for Starters. If you're not a Christian or a new Christian, that's very helpful. If you've got 10 minutes or so a day, Explore is very good. Very good. Just takes you to a little chunk of the Bible and explains it. If you're on the go, this is just the same as Explore, but it's got the Bible passages in it. Great, hey? I'm going to reverse a tiny bit. What's the one thing, the exciting thing from today? You can know God the Father and God the Son as well as they know each other. And we can know them that well through the Bible and through each other. I'm going to say thank you to God, and I'm going to pray that we can start getting on with walking closely with him, and I'm going to pray we can learn more about that as we study 1 John together. Let's pray together. Father God, you're a God who's full of joy and happiness, and we know that's because of your relationship with yourself. And we praise you that you haven't kept that relationship to yourself. You've shared it with the apostles and people throughout time. And that relationship is an offer for us now. We pray for anyone here that doesn't know you. Please help them to get to know you. We pray for us that do know you. Would we get to know you deeper and closer and much more this year? For any of us that don't read the Bible, help us to start habits. But for all of us, help us to get to know you much, much better. Help us to be talking to you wherever we are, be constantly in prayer, and help us as a family here at St. Ebbs to be talking to each other about the things that we're learning about you, the things that we're excited about you together. Thank you that we can have this relationship. Please help us to enjoy it. Amen. Amen. Why not talk to the person next to you or think of one thing you want to remember before I hand over to Rob.